As far as the game, I thought, you know, I'm really proud of this football team. You know, to start off 14-3 and come back, score 22 unanswered points, play the way we did in the second half, I thought that was huge. Blair Walsh hitting 5 field goals. And we talked all week long about the reasons why we lost the game up here last year. And I think we fixed all those situations today. So, you know, it has nothing to do with where you play. It's how you play. You know, like I've been saying all along, they said that you can't have a better record at a temporary stadium. They said you can't win on the road. You say you can't do this, you can't do that. It's all about how you play, not really where you play. So, questions?
How about fixing situations is one of the big factors, Teddy being careful with the ball there?
Yeah, it was. We had, I believe, the one turnover, but he did a nice job with the ball. You know, the thing that probably impressed me the most with Teddy today was he got rocked a couple times. You know, I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to finish. He got up and he made some great throws. The throw to Diggs in the long ball was a great throw, great catch. You know, he's always an accurate and a composed guy. And we've got to score touchdowns when we get inside the 5-yard line. So that was disappointing, but. But I'll continue to find some things to get after him about.
What was the difference defensively after their first 2 drives against you guys?
Well, we made some adjustments. You know, we had to. They double moved us once, and then they hit us. You know, they snuck the tight end out the backside, and we just missed it. And so, and then they were also doing a lot of the check with me things based on our coverages. So we had to fix a lot of those things. But and then, you know, once we got them into throwing situations, I felt pretty good about it.
How did Jarius come out of that? Do you have any idea yet?
He's going through concussion protocol. That's all I know.
Diggs continued to kind of emerge as a go-to guy. He shot big on the touchdown play.
Yeah, well, you know, he's done a good job and he's working hard, but and I know everybody wants to talk about him, but you know, this was a good team win. Our guys defensively, special teams, offensively, Wallace had some good plays, you know, and again, they're run blitzing almost every time Adrian's in there, and it's going to catch up to you like it did a couple of those long runs. You know, if you get it blocked or they misfit it, then it's an issue for the other team. So we'll keep working on getting better at doing that and go from there.
How hard is it to beat a team twice in a season, and what are the challenges in doing so?
I go back to saying, you know, it's how you play. You know, when I was in Dallas, we had to beat teams 3 times a season sometimes. So, you know, it's tough, but it's, you know, if you play like we did in the second half, we have a chance to beat a lot of teams.
How did Adrian make out, and how concerned were you when he gets sick yesterday?
He made out fine. I think he was fine. I talked to him during the game on the sideline one time, but I wasn't really concerned. It was just, you know, he threw up on the bus, and that was about it. I saw him in the meetings that night, so it was no big deal. But, you know, I told him just stick with it. You know, they're going to keep run blitzing, and, you know, you're going to pop some big ones, and that's what happens. You know, if you abandon the running game because you get 2 or you get 1 or you get 3, then you're going to then you're not going to hit these big runs. And so we just got to continue to stick with it, and then when people do that, then they open up things for Teddy. So like they did today for Diggs and Teddy and Wallace and Jarius. I think he had a chance for another big play that he missed. But go ahead.
They reported on the TV broadcast that Adrian accidentally swallowed some chewing tobacco when the plane made a quick downward spiral.
Is that, I don't know.
Did you know anything about that at all? Or was that?
No, I know nothing about that. That's not what he told me. He told me he thinks he ate some bad shrimp. But I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
Is it unusual for young linebackers to be that good with the sense of when and how it blitz, or is that one of the easier things for the Barr and Kendricks?
It's pretty easy when you don't get blocked. I don't know. It's an art. It is an art. You got, you know, it's timing and beating the guy that's blocking you to a spot. I don't know how many sacks did those guys have? A couple. That's good.
Are you surprised at how quickly things turned, though? I mean, you were able to get those 9 points at the end of the half and then score on your first possession to totally flip the script of the game.
Well, I think we did a good job. And I'm not trying to say anything about me, but I think clock management at the end of the first half is pretty good. Being able to use the timeouts, use the things that we were able to do. And, you know, those are things I talk to the team about all the time, those situations that come up throughout the course of the game that really gives you an opportunities to win football games. And then, you know, hitting the field goal right before the half was big, I thought. You know, we go in 17-15, I guess, and then we didn't really allow them to score in the second half. So that was big to come out. You know, offensively we moved the ball, and then defensively, you know, we didn't give them much, I don't think.
Hey, Mike, you talked about this being a big team win. How far does this go in terms of complementary football, and how does this rank in the victories you've had this year where you've had kind of a lot of balance there?
Well, it ranks big only in the fact that everybody said we couldn't win a division game on the road. This is our first division road win. Teddy gave me the ball after the game. But I think those things, but you know, that what I'm trying to get our team to understand, and hopefully it continues on, is that we're a good team if we play good. It's not, you know, I think we have a good offense, we have a good defense, I think we're really, really good on special teams. And if we will continue to play complementary football and understand these critical situations in the game, we have a chance to do some really good things.
What was the issue in the red zone for you guys today? I mean, you were able to move the ball pretty well until you got, well, really, basically,
well,
10.
Yeah, they, you know, we tried a couple runs in there, and they were really blitzing everybody off the edge. So then we missed the throw to Wallace in the corner of the end zone. And then there was another one that came off the edge. We were running boot, and, you know, so, I mean, they're blitzing everybody on the goal line too. So we'll look at it and keep working.
What was the thought process behind the safety at the end?
I was trying to take a little time off the clock, giving us a little more breathing room. They still had to score 9 points, you know, so there was really I wasn't worried about it. You know, I figured they would try and kick a field goal, onside kick, and maybe throw in a Hail Mary or something like that. But that was, you know, it was 9 points. We were still in pretty good shape.
You brought up last year's game in Detroit. Teddy cut through a couple of interceptions then. But just what's the difference in his poise now? I mean, you guys got behind, but Teddy just seems so composed bringing the team back the way he did.
I would probably say experience. He's, you know, he's just more comfortable with really everything that we're doing. And, you know, I think somebody asked me before, could Teddy win a game? And I don't have any doubts that he could. If he needs to go out and win the game by throwing it all the time, I'm sure that he could do that. That's not how we want to play, but if it came to that, and I think we would.
Good. And I have one comment just on Blair Walsh. I mean, I know I missed the extra point, but 5 field goals, 2 from 50 or longer.
Yeah, it was big. You know, last year we missed 3 kicks here last year. So we lost 9 points, and we lost by 1. So I talked to him last night, and, you know, I talked to the team last night. We got to make the kicks, and he made 5 today. So that's 15 points, and we won by 9, I guess it was, right?
Turnovers, missed kicks, what else did you tell
me? Sacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other big thing
from
last year.
Turnovers, missed kicks, and sacks. Okay, thank you.